My very first customer service job was also my very first job as a paperboy, delivering on foot actual physical newspapers to people around my local area. And this was in the ancient days. It was well before newspapers even had websites, and definitely before people got most of their news from TikTok reaction videos. But the news agency that I worked for, they provided me with this wonky old yellow cart full of heavy Sunday newspapers and a whistle and a list of people who had ordered the regular paper delivery. So on Sunday mornings in a southern suburb of Sydney, you would have seen me dragging that cart around, and I paused every couple of houses just to give a blast on the whistle, try and rouse some people out of bed to buy a copy of one of the two big Sunday papers. You could choose from the Daily Telegraph or the Telly, that was Rupert Murdoch's right-wing baby, or the Sun Herald, which was at the time owned by the newspaper baron Conrad Black, who would later go on to be convicted of fraud and sent to prison. So it was quite a pair. At the time, I really only cared which one has the latest Far Side cartoon in it. But I would drag that cart around for a couple of hours on a Sunday morning. It was a lot less action-packed than the classic Commodore 64 game Paperboy had led me to believe that it would be. Most of the actual customer service element of this job, it was really just remembering which customer preferred to get which newspaper, make sure they got the right change, have a little chat with the older people who preferred to spend a little more time on their newspaper purchase. My absolute favourite customer, it was a young guy, and every Sunday morning he would struggle out of his house looking pretty rough, clearly hungover, dishevelled, wearing a dressing gown that you could technically call closed as long as it didn't look too closely. And he would always buy the Sun Herald, and then he would just reach into his dressing gown pocket and he'd just pull out a handful of whatever loose change that he had collected through the week and just hand it to me. And sometimes it'd be 20 cents. Other days you might score $8 or $9 worth of silver coins. It was like having a slot machine on the side of the road. You never knew what he was going to pay out. And also he did smell of stale beer and cigarettes, so pretty authentic gambling experience all around. Did I learn anything about customer service from that first job? Yeah, I mean, I reckon I did. Just turning up, being reliable, remembering things about the customers, all of that added up to success in a job which absolutely no longer exists. But those are all definitely transferable skills. So that was my first customer service job. What about you? Send me an email, thesupportive@helpscout.com. I would love to hear your first customer service job story.